Hello, I'm Barry Collins, editor of PC Pro, and I'm here at CES 2012 with Tim Danson and John Honeyball, and we're going to discuss the surprise packages of this year's show. John, what's caught your eye?
Well, it's not a package as such, it's more of a technology that's come out of a UK university through the defence industry, a company called P2i.com. Basically, they offer a way in which electronics and components and stuff can be coated with a very, very thin layer of water-repellent material. And you can even take something like an entire cell phone and have all of the internal gubbins of it coated with their process in one shot. It uses a vacuum chamber and it injects their stuff in, and it goes inside the device and puts a very thin layer on every surface. It's water repellent, and the water just runs off. The demonstration they have was just ridiculous. It was taking a standard tissue paper square and dropping that into water, and of course it just soaked up the water and fell apart, as you would expect, and one that they had treated with their magic gumption, and it just floats on the surface and the water just runs off of it. They have got a deal with clothing manufacturers for military use, because of course you want to keep people dry in the rain, but pardon me, there is also serious IT use, and I believe they've got a deal with Motorola coming with cell phones, so that cell phones will actually be completely waterproofed. This is not, I repeat, putting rubber surrounds around your cell phone. This is actually making your making your cell phone itself reject the water. It's incredibly impressive.
We saw about 89,000 of those waterproof cases on the CES show floor, so it's good to hear something different on the way. Tim, what caught your eye?
Well, it's something completely different. So John's was this tiny company from the UK. Mine was from two huge companies that everyone has heard of. Lenovo and Intel have basically joined forces to create the first Intel smartphone. Well, that's not quite true, but it's the first smartphone that includes an Intel processor inside. So it is a Medfield processor. It's the next generation Atom. It runs at 1.6 gigahertz. It's got a single core with this particular version. And I can tell you, having used it, it's very, very, very fast. So you might say to me that, you know, why do I care? But it means, you know, when you're actually using it, everything snaps into position. It's absolutely great. And it reminds me of, you know, when I used to use Vista and it was a bit sluggish and I used to, you know, put up with it. And then you upgrade to Windows 7 and actually it's much faster than how it should be. It's exactly how this phone was.
And do we know anything about battery life on these phones?
We know that we don't know about the battery life. Intel has produced a graph with unlabeled axes that seems to suggest that it's very much on a level with, you know, the best phones out there. So, but to be frank, we've just got to wait to see until we actually get samples into the labs.
Okay, well, the thing that caught my eye was a new Wi-Fi standard called 802.11ac. So this is a successor to 802.11n, although unfortunately not backwards compatible, but it's going to deliver a massive wallop of speed for Wi-Fi. So theoretically, this standard can reach speeds of about a gigabit a second, and Buffalo actually had one of these routers running with a demo of actual throughput of around 800 megabits a second.
I'm just going to correct you, Barry, because I think it is actually 1.5 gigabits per second.
Is it really? Well, okay. So, but the actual data throughput's 800 meg, which is about five or six times faster than the fastest 802.11n router we've seen in our labs. So it's going to be great for streaming HD content around the house, maybe even wireless backups. And Buffalo think that will be launching probably in the second half of this year. And we'll leave the final word with you, John. And DTS caught your eye.
Yes, I visited the DTS stand, a company that's based in the States but has a lot of development presence in Ireland. And DTS, of course, historically very, very high-end cinema sound systems, came out of Spielberg's work some while ago. But they've applied all of their thinking for making the sound quality out of small devices like cell phones, tablets and little laptops to be much better. Yes, at the end of the day, it's band selective compression and phase distortion and so on and so forth. There's nothing new here really from that point of view, but it's very interesting to see a well-known company like DTS, renowned for very high quality, moving into this space. And what I heard was very impressive.
Well, just note we're recording this on an iPhone, so hopefully next year this will be a lot better.